William Shakespeare's The Jedi Doth Return, Star Wars Part the Sixth by Ian Desher. Inspired by the works of George Lucas! And yes, William Shakespeare. Read for you by Daniel Davis, Jonathan Davis, Ian Desher. How about that? Acting in his own plays, huh? Very bard-like, very bard-like. Jeff Gurner. He's expensive. January LaVoy, huh? She's still working. Let's hear it for her, ladies and gents. And Mark Thompson! Oh, please don't stop. It's me.
Prologue. Outer space. Enter Chorus.
Oh, join us, friends and mortals, on the scene. Another chapter of our cosmic tale. Luke Skywalker returns to Tatooine to save his friend Han Solo from his jail within the grasp of Jabba of the Hutt. But while Luke doth the timely rescue scheme, the vile Galactic Empire now hath cut new plans for a space station with a being more awful than the first feared Death Star's blast. This weapon ultimate shall, when complete, mean doom for those within the rebel caste, who fight to earn the taste of freedom sweet. In time so long ago begins our play, in hope-filled galaxy, far, far away.
Act 1. Scene 1. Inside the second Death Star. Enter Darth Vader and Moff Jerjerod.
Cease to persuade my groveling Jerjerod. Long-winded Moffs have ever sniveling wits. 'Tis plain to me thy progress falls behind and lacks the needed motivation. Thus I have arrived to set thy schedule right.
Aye, we are honored by your presence, Lord. To have you here is unexpected joy.
Thou mayst dispense with every pleasantry. Thy fawning words no interest hold for me. So cease thy prating over my arrival, and tell me how thou shalt correct thy faults.
I tell thee truly, Lord, my men do work as quickly as each one is capable. No more is possible for them to do.
Mayhap I shall find new creative ways to motivate them.
Lord, I'll warrant that the station shall be operational within the date and time that have been set. Upon my honor, I may make such claim.
The Emperor, however, doth not share thine optimistic attitude thereon.
But, Lord, he doth expect the impossible. I need more bodies to fulfill this task. If I had but 100 able souls to work alongside those already here, 'twould be far simpler to complete the work and make this Death Star ready when 'tis due.
Thou wilt have opportunity to ask the Emperor for these further workers, for he shall arrive upon the Death Star soon.
Aside.
Oh, news that fills my heart with utter dread.
To Darth Vader.
The Emperor himself shall come here?
Aye. Displeased is he with thy thorough lack of progress on the station incomplete.
Our efforts shall be doubled instantly.
I do hope so, Commander, for thy sake. The Emperor is known for being less forgiving than myself. Pray, is that clear?
It is, Lord Vader, perfectly. Thy words I hear and shall obey. With gratitude I praise thee for thine honesty herein.
Exit Moff Jerjerod.
The scene is set for this, the final act. I shall destroy the rebels, one and all, and turn young Luke, my son, unto the dark. It is the role I play, my destiny. The grand performance for which I am made. Come, author of the dark side of the Force, Make me the servant of thy quill, and write the tale wherein my son and I are sealed as one. Come, take mine every doubt from me, and fashion from my heart of flesh and wires a perfect actor, callous, cold, and harsh. Let this, the second Death Star, be the stage, and all the galaxy be setting to the greatest moment of my narrative. The scene in which the Empire's fight is won, whilst I decide the fate of mine own son.
Exit Darth Vader. Scene 2. The desert planet Tatooine at Jabba's palace. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2.
Again, R2, we are on Tatooine. I would not e'er have ventured to return onto this place most desolate and wild, except that Master Luke hath sent us here upon an errand. Yet I know not what our message is, but only that I should to Jabba of the Hutt deliver it. No, place most barren, I have missed thee not.
Squeak?
Indeed I am afraid, R2, and so shouldst thou be too. For Lando of Calrissian and brave Chewbacca ne'er returned from here.
Beep whistles.
Be not so certain, R2, for if thou didst know but half of all that I have heard about this Jabba of the Hutt, his cruelty, how he tortures innocents, and all the beasts he keeps to do his will, belike thou wouldst short-circuit.
They approached the door of Jabba's palace.
And now we have arrived. But art thou sure this is the place, R2? Mayhap 'tis best if I do knock.
He knocks.
Alas, there's none to see us in. So, let us go.
Enter guard droid on the other side of door. Aside.
Now he is a knocking indeed. If a droid were porter of the Force here in this place, he should have rust for lack of turning key. I pray, remember the poor porter droid.
To C-3PO and R2-D2.
Nigechigana Buddha, Anjame!
My goodness, what foul greeting's this?
To droid.
R2-D2, wa?
Haku, dana mi bichu.
Though C-3PO, wa, eh?
I wade ya.
Artuta, Mishka Jabba o Duhat.
Kujuguanki, mi bigaza oho.
Methinks they shall not let us in. What shame. Still, well may it be said that we have tried, for never would I give up easily when sent forth on a task by Master Luke. Yet we have tried, and were refused here. Thus, who could blame us for departing hence? Let us depart now, aye? Together fly.
The door opens.
Oh, pity! It doth open and release my utmost fears. Now we must venture in.
Aside.
My friend C-3PO was never for his courage known. So shall I lead, as e'er I have been wont to lead, into this place, although I too feel fear.
To C-3PO.
Meep! Squeak!
Oh, R2, wait for me! Oh, dear. We should not rush like fools onto this scene. Oh, my!
Enter Gamorrean guards and Bib Fortuna.
Tetsuda, na Daiwana Wonga?
Oh, Daiwana Wonga?
Translating.
We bring unto thy dread master Jabba of the Hutt a message.
Jabba Wonga?
Translating.
A gift as well.
To R2-D2.
Wait, R2, pray, what dost thou mean, a gift? Could Master Luke have spoken not of gift?
Beep whistle.
Nejabo bada, izayo to, zakota mutimi.
Beep meep me whistle.
He doth report that we are not to give the message to a soul, save Jabba of the Hutt himself. Pray, patience, he quite stubborn is when faced with matters such as these.
Nucha!
Bib Fortuna motions for the droids to follow.
R2, I feel a shaking in my core all this dread situation we are in.
Enter Jabba of the Hutt Boba Fett, the Max Rebo Band, Salacious Crumb, Lando of Calrissian in disguise, and other members of Jabba's court.
Oh, ni Jabba Naskaba.
Kada no pass.
Good morning.
Meet me.
Ne bo shuda mana.
Ah, shiu.
I prithee, R2, play the message now. The sooner we'll be on our merry way.
Boshuda!
Meet me.
Enter Luke Skywalker. In beam.
Greetings, O exalted Jabba of the Hutt. Allow me to make introduction unto thee. My name is Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight, and friend to Captain Solo, who e'en now is in thy custody. I know that thou art powerful, O Jabba, and that thy great anger toward Han Solo equally must powerful be. I seek an audience with thy esteemed and mighty personage to bargain for my friend Han Solo's life. With thy vast wisdom we shall doubtless find a goodly compromise that shall indeed be mutually beneficial and allow both you and I to escape a more unpleasant confrontation. As a sign and symbol of my honest will, I do present unto thee as a gift these droids. They are hard-working and shall serve thee well.
Alas, what hath he said?
Meep. Meep.
Nay, R2, I say your messengers. Our master never would betray us so.
Oh, foolish droids, whose master fools them so!
To Jabba.
Namaskar, Magweni. He's no Jedi.
We're doomed. He will not bargain with good Master Luke.
No pichi wangi kopa. Tonam ni tukcha kitroi. Ni solo fa kichwa.
Oh, R2, look. Tis Captain Solo, still frozen in the carbonite.
Ooh. A little more than dud, and less than dead!
La pushkanab, de fogla panubim.
Enter EV-99, a droid, as Gamorrean guards lead C-3PO and R2-D2 to him.
Oh, what hath come upon my master Luke? Did I offend him by some errant word? Was he disturbed by something I have said? Or is this but a human's changing whim? Belike I'll never fully comprehend these people and their wayward shifting ways. One moment, with my service is he pleased. The next, he sendeth me away in scorn to serve the gangster Jabba of the Hutt. Grant me thy mercy, sir, I beg of thee. Whatever my offense, O Master True, I prithee, do forgive C-3PO.
Aside.
What scenes of horror lie herein? I see the droids are tortured here, fixed fast upon the rack and torn to bits, or burned on the feet as though they were a piece of meat upon a spit. Oh, terror to mine eyes! And yet I know my master hath a plan. Indeed, within my head I hold the light that shall illumine our profound escape.
New acquisitions, excellent. Thou art a droid of protocol. Say, is this so?
I am C-3PO.
Shall serve.
Oh, I.
Of languages, how many dost thou speak?
6 million forms of speech I may claim knowledge of.
Tis well. We have not had a court interpreter since our great master angered was by our most recent droid of protocol, and had him thoroughly disintegrated.
Oh, disintegrated? Fate most vile and cruel!
I prithee, guard, this droid of protocol may useful be. Take him and fit him with a strong restraining bolt, and then return him unto our great master's chamber.
Oh, R2! Do not leave me all alone!
Gamorrean guard 2 leads C-3PO back to Jabba of the Hutt.
Beeps!
Thou art a feisty little droid. But soon shall learn respect when thou dost serve upon my master's sail barge. Thou shalt see.
Exeunt EV-99 and R2-D2. Aside.
within the court of Jabba now I serve. But oh, what wretched things I see within! For when he loseth temper, which befalls most frequently, thou mayst be certain it doth mean the death of someone who is nigh. For lo, unto the Rancor's pit they fall, where such a massive terror lives that I cannot bear watch. Though all the courtiers here do laugh and cheer as though it were a sport, the Rancor cometh forth with growls and barks and catches up the poor and helpless soul, who screaming in its terror doth fall mute as Rancor sinks large teeth into its flesh. The slaughter of the blameless, oh, it is a vile and filthy service I fulfill. Grant me the patience